AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Senate leaders are weighing the latest report on their health care overhaul plan, which shows 22 million people would lose coverage in the next decade. That may have turned more Republicans against the bill, something that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says cannot happen. He says they have to replace Obamacare.
They told Americans it would allow them to keep their doctors, their plans, and their ability to make the smartest health care decisions for their families.
He says that didn't happen. His Democratic counterpart, Chuck Schumer.
Trump care will lead to higher costs for less care and will lead to tens of millions of Americans left without any insurance.
The Senate bill will cut billions more from the deficit than the House bill does. An imam in Hawaii says that he's hoping his mother-in-law in Syria will be able to come to the United States because she would no longer face the travel ban, upheld in part by the U.S. Supreme Court. That's because she would be going with her family in America. If you have a car with Takata airbags, are you worried about the company declaring bankruptcy? Don't worry, says Professor John Pato at the University of Michigan Law School.
Number one, you're not going to see a change if you have a recall. Number two, if you're someone with a claim against Takata, like you've been injured or your family member's been injured, then you are a creditor. And even if you haven't had a chance to go before the jury and they haven't tried your case, or maybe they're settling your case or whatever, you are still a creditor and you have right to participate in this bankruptcy proceeding.
The mother of Philando Castile, a black motorist killed by a Minnesota police officer last July, has reached a nearly $3 million settlement. It avoids a federal wrongful death suit. The state of California is one step closer on the way to being the first state to require that Roundup have a warning label that it's known to cause cancer because of its glyphosate main ingredient. This is AP Radio News. The story of Harry Potter turns 20 years old.
J.K. Rowling took 6 years to write her first novel, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, and it was rejected by 12 publishers. It was published in the U.S. as Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. It sold more than 450 million copies, translated into 79 languages, and spawned an entire series of books, movies, memorabilia, and amusement park attractions. Rowling tweets, 20 years ago today, a world that I had lived in alone was suddenly open to others. It's been wonderful. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Did you see this alien encounter on social media? A motorcycle officer who stopped a driver for speeding north of Atlanta found a life-size doll with big eyes, a sunken skull, looking like an alien sitting in the front seat. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that the driver was clocked at 84 miles per hour, so he got off with a warning, and the police officer laughed and posted the picture online. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.